The following program, Cabot Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of awesomeness, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! Now that I've found the good microphone that seems to be working, tonight Cabba Radio washes away its winter figure and gets sexy for summer! Teddy and E-Rock welcome live in studio with a blast from the past kind of sass, Lydia DiCarlo! Also, E-Rock gets his bikini line waxed, ow, with Anique Landry at Coalition Skin, plus a few prizes and giveaways. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy Smooth!
Oh, thank you. Yes, my microphone works. Something's wrong with that mic over there.
Test.
Let's try that out again.
Test.
No, it's dead. We're going to try to fix that in the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Back over here. Hello.
Welcome to the show. Nice to see you.
Hello, Jim.
Nice to have you back, E-Rock.
Thank you for having me back.
All right, everybody.
Good crowd.
Are they
all here for me?
How about a cheer for E-Rock being back after 2 weeks away?
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
They love him.
Thank you.
They love that guy over there.
Sounds like downtown Vancouver right now.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Wow.
All over Vancouver. Up in my neighborhood, they had the drums going with the flags waving.
Uh-huh.
It was all very exciting.
A lot of cars honking.
All right, everybody, have a seat. Have a seat.
Woo. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Cabba Radio this Tuesday night for our health and fitness. And because we added a special guest tonight in studio, we also call it and the fashion show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Health, fitness, and fashion show.
Wrap it up in one big word.
One
sexy.
One big word, sexy time. That's two words.
Yeah.
I got that wrong. let's talk briefly. I know we don't do it a lot with sports, but very exciting in case you're not aware by the horns and the cheering, and the Vancouver Canucks just beat the San Jose Sharks to move on to the Stanley Cup Final.
Mm-hmm. Big game. Two overtimes.
Probably means that no one is listening right now, but you'll catch it on the podcast.
That's okay.
And it'll be like reliving that magic.
Woo!
Exactly. Just cut that and press repeat.
Yeah.
And it'll just be like how it is outside, especially downtown. It's got to be one crazy party for people living downtown. I wouldn't.
It would be a fun time. It would be.
Want to be
driving down there right now?
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't either.
A good thing this time, because we have home ice advantage, if they do ride, if we do lose again, at least it'll probably be here in Vancouver, because we have Game 7 here.
Very true.
If we go that far. But hopefully we'll win, and hopefully we'll advance and
we'll
win
in
the
four.
Whole thing. Four, you think so?
It won't be in Vancouver, but... Or no, would it be back in Vancouver for four?
No, it wouldn't.
One,
two, three, four.
Right.
So it would not.
Yeah, okay.
And
five.
The one thing I do want to tie this into the health and fitness show, I was thinking on the way here,
hockey
is
players are very fit.
They are, but, and I was going to say, most athletes and professional players are very fit.
Unless you're a golfer.
But all their fans are not.
No, very not so, because you drink.
Eat nachos, burger. I mean, there's so much non-healthiness in the fan base of sports, and yet they idolize the sport player who spends their whole life being fit.
And you know what I think is really funny? Is that McDonald's is the main sponsor for most sports things. Sports events, the Olympics, everything. And I'm really wondering how many of them actually eat McDonald's.
I'm going to guess not too many.
No.
Maybe once in a while. I mean, they work out all the time, so the odd Big Mac here or there probably wouldn't hurt them.
True. True that. I have.
And Budweiser is another big sponsor.
You see
so
me, and I have
sure
a Big Mac
players
every now and again, and I've got quite a body. It's pretty, you know.
It is. It's not quite your P90X body from last year.
No, let myself go a little.
But it's still
winter.
You still got a little bit.
Like
of it.
We say, we're washing away the winter the winter figure and bringing in the sexy summer body.
And with that, a little bit later in the show, E-Rock a couple weeks ago, almost a month ago now, got a manzillion care of Coalition Skin, coalitionskin.com. We have a two-part interview to get to a little bit later. Also, I want to talk to you a little bit later because you've been away. You were in Vegas for a wedding. Mm-hmm. I do want to talk about that a bit later on as well. But first, I think we're going to stick with Canuck Fever here.
Vegas is not healthy.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
I was going to ask you about that, but I assumed it wouldn't be.
No.
But, Sin City doesn't really strike me as health city.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are moments. But
Our friends at HockeyGods.com just put out a new video in support of the Canucks, kind of a Canuck memories. If you go on HockeyGods.com, you can see the new video or go onto YouTube, Google Canucks memories. I make a cameo in the video, so check out the video. Yeah. Say if you like it, if you don't. But here is the song to kick off tonight's health, fitness, and fashion show, a.k.a. The Sexy Show.
For that night, those were pretty gray memories. Wish they won a Stanley Cup that night. That'd have been pretty good therapy for me. The crazy saves McClain made that night. Those are my favorite memories. A city burn and smash that night. 94 in Vancouver, BC. Lindens, Beret, Ronning, Cournot, Babbage, Lume, Momo, Gino, all the crazy goals scored tonight. Those will be the best memories. I just wanna yell and cheer all night. Blue and green's the best therapy for me.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's Hockey second period.
Game.
Oh,
take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. Stanley Cup is off and up. Take that win and drink.
Now the final flick of the hockey stick. And the one gigantic scream.
The puck is in.
The home team wins.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Sometimes we look back to see how far we've come. We've heard the questions and answered every one. So you want to know how the job gets done?
Years, 40 years, won't be another one, the champs are here. Hank and Dank are in the building. They're going in first like Barry Wilkins. Hit first, ask questions second. My man Tiger Williams taught me them lessons. And we're destined, flying in the Western. We can beat you both ways like Ryan Kessler. Yes, sir, you're not even competitors. Listen up to Alex and respect your Edlers. We got heroes who beat you with pure play. We got Burrows looking like Burray. Damn, my whole life, not a team quite this sick. Opposition goalies are the red light district. Vancouver is a fan. Family. So we'll do it for Bourdon and we'll do it for Manny Singh. Anniversary. Slap the name on the back, rip the front of the jersey. Coach Vinny knows Hammer gonna get ya. Could be Keith Ballard or Boom Boom BXA. This is Kyrgios, not Nick or Kyrgyzstan. Got me throwing punches like Piss and Rick ripping off. Trash talk, nah, I'm talking like a fighter. Cause I could back it up like Corey Schneider. Shooting like Sammy with Torres beside him. If they called Raffy Flea, the boys couldn't find him. Jokes, laugh when I'm serving ya. You know I love the nuts like Pratt love
Ursula.
Great Dane, Mayray is the trickiest kid. Lap dog, and Chris is getting hippie with it. Wild West, well you know how the song go. The nuts are the number underneath of Luongo.
Oh. Oh.
much blood like Tambo. Ha. What's up, Erhoff? What's up, Hanson? What's up, Sallow? What's up, the Green Man? What's up, Alberts? Old school. What's up, Lyndon? Steamer. Nasty, nasty. And you, Harris. What's up, Swan? Rob the Bike and KC. Kick the ups.
Wasn't quite triple overtime, but double overtime for the Vancouver Canucks.
Yes, it was.
No, it doesn't work.
Damn.
We still have a broken microphone.
So I'll talk a little louder.
Maybe we'll just have you and our first guest share a microphone here. Because you do have a summer song. We didn't talk about that. But yes, the Vancouver Canucks moving on. We thought we'd jump on the bandwagon there with a triple hockey song. There was
hey,
Kyprios.
Then we had Company B. Okay.
Then we had Hockey Gods. You've been away for 2 weeks. Don't just cut me off like
no,
that.
No, because you just said jumping on the bandwagon, and I'm not on that bandwagon.
You are too.
I've been a fan all last 2 years.
That is complete bullshit.
No. Know.
Bullshit. You, at the beginning of the season, with me, was saying who the... cares. And then now you're all of a sudden talking to cabbies about every inning that we've been in, going home drunk. Oh, the Canucks! Oh, yeah! Leaving me drunk with the cabbie saying, I don't really care.
Just drive me home.
I do care, but I don't really care. I like the Canucks, but if they lose, it's not the end of the world for me.
It will be for me.
Yes, because I know you're a super monster fan. Welcome to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. That's where you'll find our podcast. We are also giving away tickets tonight to the Rio Theater's Fight Club movie. Number to call when we give the cue to call, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. This is our health and fitness and... fashion show, aka the sexy show, and I would like to welcome our first guest to the studio. Her name is Lydia DiCarlo. Hello.
Hi, Teddy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Now you're our fashion portion of the show. We have a sort of fashion with E-Rock later and his manzillion.
I thought you were going to say the sexy part of the show is me.
No.
Oh.
Not with your manzillion.
And this flannel.
Yeah.
Now you have it's not really a show, it's like a workshop coming up at Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew on Main Street called Style Me Vintage Workshop. Tell us a little bit about that.
They're the last Thursday of every month. They're ongoing and they're... really, really affordable. They're only like $20. And a bunch of girls come down. They're actually pretty much exclusively just for women right now. I've had some men want to come, but I can't accommodate that.
Is that because you don't know how to style a man? Or?
No, I think because they're going more for drag. And then I don't want the girls. I want it to be like a really comfortable and safe environment for the girls to kind of like, you know, be able to go through some stuff together. And yeah. So.
But what if a man wanted to come as a man, not like dressing up as a woman, but dressing like a man? Is there...
Then I would have to do a course like specifically
for men.
Because, I think a lot of like the makeup and hairstyling doesn't really apply to them, you know?
Right, exactly.
Unless you're Teddy.
Unless you're Teddy and then...
Or Prince.
I could do an entire course on Teddy. So, they go from different subjects. This one on Thursday is the basics, and then... the one after that is actually all about hats. I have a milliner coming in, and we're doing basically all vintage hats and how to wear them and how to find them and all that fun stuff.
Now, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew is like a restaurant, so is it closed down for the thing, or is it you do it within? Or like,
no,
what happens?
We have our own private room at the back. It's really cool. I don't know if you've been to Slickety Jim's, the new one.
No, I haven't
yet. It's awesome. It's not as cool as the old one.
I just went there yesterday for the first time.
Did you like it?
It was really good. Yeah, it was cool. And
the little
back room is neat. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where we have it. It's closed off, and we have our own server, and they have really great cocktails, and the girls come down. They can eat and drink before and during the workshop, which I think is a big... they love that. A lot of girls leaving very tipsy.
Don't drive to it.
They definitely get their $20 worth of fun and knowledge. So yeah, they're going really, really well. The first one, I had this girl named Downtown Stacey Brown come, and she's a huge like hip hop head, and wears men's jeans and all that stuff. And yeah, so the work's open to everybody.
So like what kind of style do you go for? Being as we've talked about, like summer, is there more of a theme right now to dress people up in summer wear? Or what is the vintage wear? What kind of era?
Well, mine basically go more the 30s, 40s, 50s. I kind of focus on that as opposed, like, and, you know, I will do stuff on 60s and 70s, but that's, to me, it's not as fun as that old, really nice style. I like aesthetically. I think it's nicer.
So what are some of the current looks that you, well, not, I guess,
well,
they're not current. But what are some of the things you're working on for the one coming up? Because it's this Thursday, yeah. May 26th.
This one's
from 7:30 to 9:30.
It's all the basics of how to, like, just the flat out basics. I think.
Well, what are the basics?
Basics?
You're talking to two guys here. So
I know. I'm sorry. I'm like, you retard.
And I'm dressed in the 70s, so I think I gotta leave.
Walk us through the basics.
The basics are basically how to set your hair, to go easy transitions into styles, basically the 40s styles, and then it goes basically from your makeup, how to basically do the perfect like red lip, and how to put on. A lot of girls still don't know how to put on their own eyelashes or do makeup in general. So we're just basically going through the bare bones basics of vintage styling.
And what, for the 40s and 50s, what were some of the popular things, the looks?
That was definitely like the Lucille Ball, like red lip. It was overdrawn on the top lip. A lot of people don't know that. It was always overdrawn in like almost like a clown style. So it's kind of, yeah, the winged liner, all of that aesthetic from basically think Lucille Ball.
And what about some special stuff for summertime? What are some of the summertime looks?
That's what we're going through too. Yeah, we're gonna go basically how to make your makeup last from day to night, because a lot of times in the summer you go out and you spend all day out, so it's kind of built to last makeup too.
Will it last for the morning after too for us guys that wake up with you?
Yes. Well, I sleep on my back when I stay over at a guy's house.
You're trained well.
I am. I actually leave my lashes on and everything. I wake up completely perfect.
You'd be on your back the whole time if you were with me.
Oh! Yeah, I guess we can go through some etiquette.
I was trying to think of some way you'd be with me, but...
Sorry, Rock.
Upside down with a couple
falling
coconuts.
Falling off the bed.
We're listening to Lydia DiCarlo tell us about her Style Me Vintage Workshop this Thursday, May 26th at Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Her workshop goes through some of the basics of 40s and 50s. Now, it almost sounded like it's a progressive workshop. Do you start at different times, or can people start at any time and just do the same? How does it work?
Well, basically, you just have to check the Facebook or my Twitter. I'll basically put up whatever we're doing at that time. They can come to whatever one they want. It's if they're interested in that hat one, then they can come, or if they're interested in a certain one that we're doing, then that's how it applies. They can just drop in whenever. It's just whatever, you know, tickles their fancy.
And can this be like a...
I know. I'm just wondering if I should hang out outside of the Slickety Gyms until everybody's finished.
Just a bunch hot, makeup'd up, drunk chicks
walking out. And, you know, E-Rock will be there waiting.
To our Cab Radio Mail listeners, this Thursday, May 26th at 9:35 p.m., Slickety Gyms.
Yeah.
Do people do this for groups, or is it... Do you find more individuals, or...?
I find girls come in pairs together a lot because it's a bit more comfortable, especially because it's a whole bunch of different people coming together, so sometimes I like to have a friend to come with, but I have a lot of people that just come that are just on their own and just want to learn, and it's a really, really comfortable, really girly environment, so it's not intimidating at all just to come by on your own.
Did, the groups, have you found most of them are a bit awkward at first, or a couple
well,
of drinks fixes
booze
that?
For. Yeah, the booze fixes that. He makes great cocktails, so kind of get them. That's that social lubrication that happens before. And a lot of times they're pretty just willing to learn. They're just there to learn and have some fun.
And what's your favorite part about doing this kind of stuff? Like, why do you want to put on something like this other than to make money?
Well, the reason, obviously, it's only $20. I'm not really making a whole whack load of money here.
No.
I didn't start doing it for the money. I started doing it just to pass on my knowledge and my views on how women should look. I think in Vancouver, a lot of our women are kind of notorious for looking...
Sweatpants.
Hate it. Slumpy.
Gumboots.
Gumboots and sweatpants.
This awful, yes. Like, top-knot hairstyle.
Babe, I'm coming home later. please let me come into bed and not sleep on the couch after this comment.
There was this girl in my not my acting school, but my broadcasting school, and she was smoking hot, but every day, yeah. Every day it was Lululemon. I swear to God, she never wore something different. I would pray just for a jeans day. Yeah. You know, do just mix it up.
That's the thing.
I hate that. That style's okay, like once in a while, but there does definitely in
it's
Vancouver seem to be
effort in.
A little bit less of the sort of, you know, let's just be comfortable all the time. Let's smoke weed and be comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think that for guys nice. Too. I think some guys in this city could learn to wear.
What are you saying, Teddy? What are you saying? Just because I haven't shaved in a couple of days and. My eyes are red.
Yeah,
I know you've been
right,
away
though.
For a few weeks, but it's not all about you.
Men,
you
men
dress really nice
too.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Even just
brushing their hair would be nice. But yeah, women should just, I don't know, this is my personal opinion, and it's not that I'm, you know, trying to oppress us. I just think putting a little effort in makes them feel better too about themselves when you go out onto the world and, you know, that's how you present yourself.
I think it makes everybody want to present, you know, like the guys want to present themselves better to a girl who's presenting themselves better to the guy, and the, you know, vice versa. So
yeah,
it kind of works.
Just building confidence is also another main reason why I did it. Just too, is just learn a couple of things and kind
when of you're dressed
your
up like that, I mean, it's hard to not have confidence because I've seen girls dressed like that and they walk around with this new step in their heel.
What? Wait. Step in their ass. That was a good one. Spring in their step, maybe.
See, that's why we got you here now.
And this time I'm sober on Cab Radio, so that's a new one as well. I'm surprised that was allowed back.
With the 8-hour playlist?
I begged and begged to have you back. It took a lot. Teddy wasn't sure, but...
like, no more of that girl.
It's like, what? You had her on without me? And so,
that was really, really fun, that one. But yeah, you weren't there.
Real fair.
Yes, E-Rock was at a concert that night. If you do want to check out, it's a bunch of podcasts ago. I can't remember the number, but it was one of our You Pick the Playlists. Lydia DiCarlo was there, me and her alone.
Yeah, it was a romantic. Bow.
It was
with the bottle of Sailor bow. Jerry's.
And Sailor Jerry's. Some brown liquor that night. So go check out the podcast, CITR.ca, or in the iTunes store, search CITR-CABRadio. Lydia DiCarlo has a workshop called Style Me Vintage. It's this Thursday and every last Thursday of the month at Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, 3475 Main Street. How do they get a hold of you, and how do they look up more information?
I am facebook.com/stylemevintage, and on Twitter, I am twitter.com/therealsmv, as in stylemevintage, just abbreviated. Can't have that whole thing on Twitter.
Is that a new thing, or maybe it's not a new thing, because Twitter's been out for a while, but...
It's new to you.
People have to put the real...
No.
Before their thing
no.
to say that it's the real person? Like
Yeah, because there's a lot of accounts have to be verified once you get, like, super famous. Like, if you were Tom Hanks, you could create an account that was that way. And
what are you saying? I'm not super famous?
Well, you know, in your own way. But
we were on the cover of Urban Pie, okay?
Right, I'm so sorry. I'm
we got voted third best.
We were in the Georgia Strait, third best.
Twice.
And in the West Ender. And we're going to be on the... Well, I don't know if we're going to be on the cover, but we're going to be in Mainly Man magazine.
Mainly Man.
Right. That's on, like, Main Street and Commercial Drive.
You might remember us from such shows as Cab Radio with Teddy Spoon.
Right. Good God.
Check it
anyway,
out.
Anyway, so yeah, they can contact me that way, or I have a blog as well. Then I have all these crazy internet things you can get a hold of me. It's really easy. Easiest way, you can email me, stylemevintagevancouver@gmail.com.
There we go. Go check it out this Thursday at Slickety Jim's Chat Chew. Lydia DiCarlo, thank you so much for being on Cab Radio.
Thank you.
Be back after this. CITR 101.9 FM. Summer songs, prizes, and some manzillion action with E-Rock.
Go down and go down and stay down. Go down. gonna go down and stay down. Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang, 'cause I've been convicted of crime. I hold it steady right there while I hit it. Ooh, rigging the head, oh, to get it. Been working, I've been working, but I got me so terrible long ago. I've been convicted of the crime, Lord, needing the crime of being hungry and poor. I had a lever that a grocery man bleeding when he found me robbing his store. I heard it steady right there, well, I hit it. Hey! Rigging it, oh, to get it. Been working, I've been working, but I got me so terrible long ago. I heard the judge say 5 years of labor to the chain gang, you got to go. I heard the judge say 5 years of labor. I heard my woman scream, Lord, and no. Heard it steady right there, well, I hit it. Rigging it, oh, to get it. Been working, I've been working, but I got me so terrible long ago. The captain told me you got to watch your behavior. You do your work like a natural born man. Told the captain you've been meeting your savior. You come on close to the hammer in my hand. I heard him steady right there, well, I hit him. Oh, rigging dead, oh, to get him. Been working, I've been working, but I got in this hotel long ago. I wanna see my sweet honey baby. I wanna break these chains off and run. I wanna lay my head where I cheated. Lord knows it's hard in this sun. I heard it steady right there, well, I hit it. Oh, rigging it, oh, to get it. Been working, I've been working, but I got my so terrible on the go. Yes, I've been working, I've been working, but I got my so terrible long ago. You know I got my so terrible long ago. Yes, I have got me so damn long ago.
Trying to turn me into a patsy, but I didn't commit no crime.
Joel Plaskett. Off his album, Truthfully, Truthfully. Workout Fine. That's the song. Doesn't really talk about workouts, but it's in the title, and it's Canadian. So it's perfect for the CanCon.
Yeah. Because
we're still under the midnight hour. We still have to watch our 35%.
Mm.
Before that, we started that little mini set off with Bobby Darin, the Work Song. Kind of fit in with the Stalmy vintage, you know, old timey.
Everybody likes to work in the summer.
Yes.
Good one, Teddy. Good one.
Hey-o. Welcome to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy Smooth. E-Rock right over there.
Yo, yo, yo.
Okay, that mic's really strong. No, none of that.
Sorry.
You're killing me here.
Hey, man, I'm back.
I know you're used to being on that mic.
I know. This is weird. I'm like, oh, I gotta. Okay.
I'll bring you down.
All right, so anyway, I'm used to being on the other mic. There we go.
Maybe it's just my earphones. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll call it. Health, fitness, fashion show, the sexy show tonight.
Mm.
We had Lily DiCarlo with the fashion, Style Me Vintage. We're going to go over to fashion and health a little bit, mix the two. Now, a couple weeks ago, almost a month ago, courtesy of Coalition Skin, coalitionskin.com.
Oh, thank you.
You got a manzillion.
Sure did.
Now, maybe tell people what a manzillion is.
Manzillion, for those who don't know, is much like a Brazilian for a female, which is getting everything below your pubic region and asshole waxed. All hair, everything.
All hair, ripped, all the time.
Ripped from your body. Like it was ripping from your body.
Good description. Vegas did a number on you, buddy. I know. It's
don't
okay.
Worry, my brain will come back.
It's okay. You're going to sing a summer song a little bit later, too.
Yeah.
Upcoming events and surprises. But
yes, I got everything below.
We're going to let the interview. We did go down there with some recording equipment, and we did capture the whole interview. We got part one and two. So we're going to present E-Rock's Manzillion from Coalition Skin. Here it is. Well, it is just after 6 p.m. on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're here downtown near the corner of Homer and Pender Street. And
classy neighborhood.
It is a classy neighborhood. We're here today. E-Rock, tell us what has brought us downtown for Cab Radio.
Well, to put it in layman's terms, my balls.
That is correct. As we mentioned on one of our shows, our two-year anniversary show, E-Rock is going to go under the wax.
Mm.
He is going to get a manzillion.
Holy moly.
Now, for some of you that don't know what a manzillion is, perhaps you know what a Brazilian is for women. If you don't know what that is, it basically means the woman removes all hair from her private area. Therefore, a manzillion will do the same only to a man. Now, E-Rock, you've never had this done.
No, I can't say that I have.
Nope, he's never had it done.
I'm curious, actually, to know if this manzillion is going to be everything, including my yoo-hoo hole. And, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. I'm not supposed to be sweaty, but I am.
Now, tell us, honestly, what are your... No jokes aside and everything, how are you really feeling about walking into this place and having this done? Like, you know, man to man. No, just me and you here. Tell me how you feel about this.
To be completely truthful with you, and all jokes aside, I'm actually excited. I have been the type of person in my life to become what some would call a Renaissance man. Which means to basically have everything done to you, have tried everything. And so I'm on my way. I haven't done this yet. Everybody's been telling me it hurts like hell, so that hasn't been helping, but it hasn't really discouraged me. I kind of have a threshold for pain.
People get tattoos. People say those hurt like hell. It's a certain pain that
some
perhaps
they really like it,
could be pleasurable tattoo. Pain. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're excited about this opportunity to get your area removed of all its hair. Is there any of the negative side or anything you're afraid of from this manzillion?
Not too much. This just getting quite personal here, but hey, why not? This is Cab Radio. I do have a mole that's down downstairs there. That's kind of between the old crack and the old ball sack there. So whether or not this goes that far down, I'm concerned about that. Just whether or not, you know, you're supposed to rip those on top of it or what. But, you know, she'll be able to hopefully answer that question for me.
Well, we're about to venture in to the store to... We did go to a professional store. We're going to get the name of that when we go upstairs. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk with Anique Landry. This is E-Rock getting his manzillion on. Right here as part of Cabba Radio's health and fitness show, CITR 101.9 FM. Here we go.
Oh, God.
We are here on Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth, health and fitness show. We are downtown, and we are talking with...
Anique.
Anique, your business is called...
Coalition Skin.
And where can they find you?
Well, right now I'm located inside I Love Health store on Homer, 430 Homer. You could find me online at coalitionskin.com.
Coalitionskin.com. What is Coalition Skin? What do you do here?
Well, we specialize in Brazilian and Manzilian waxing. We also do skin therapy, so skin treatments to help people solve their... concerns with their skin at the time, whether it be acne or dehydration and dullness, things like that. Yeah, do a lot of different things, and the website has it all. I don't want to get into that.
CoalitionSkin.com. We are here to get E-Rock manzillioned.
Woo!
Now, how common is manzillion? What is the ratio of sort of girls to guys for that type of... Because the girls is the Brazilian, so the manzillion.
Mm-hmm. My clientele right now, because I've worked in a lot of different cities, and I find it just depends on who your clientele seems to be at that point. So right now I'd say the ratio is probably like... 1 to 20.
So one guy for every 20 women.
Yes.
And what's the most common thing that guys get done? Is it a manzillion, or is there different designs they do?
Well, there's different things. They can get everything, so all their pubic hair and between the cheeks.
Teddy's just asking because he really wanted me to get Teddy Smooth put into mine down here when we... I said no, but, you know, I'm always open to whatever.
It'd be a tough stencil to get on there. And then some people just get the scrotum and between the cheeks, and then some people, yeah, like I was saying before, some people get all. So you can choose exactly what areas.
So what exactly is a manzillion? What are we getting? What is E-Rock getting himself?
What are we doing down here?
That depends on him. So the two options that I was talking about before are the most, or they're both, you know, a manzillion can be considered either of those. Just depends on what the
Can you
wants.
Refresh us what the two
refresh,
options?
Yes, the two options would be all of your pubic hair, including between the cheeks and the back there, or just... the scrotum and between the cheeks, and then just a little bit around the shaft as well, because then
to keep it clean down there.
Yeah. So, and then you can make, or like you can leave the hair on the pubic bone, and or you can do designs. So you could do a heart or an arrow, various triangular shapes.
Uh-huh. I'm liking this.
That would be awesome. What is the biggest sort of fear or misconception around this kind of stuff, like waxing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, waxing isn't the most enjoyable thing to get done.
What?
It does hurt a little bit. walk through the park. Women tend to have a higher pain tolerance as well. So for a first time wax, it also hurts more because all the hairs are there. And if you do it regularly once a month, then it can become easy and
now,
not as painful.
I'm a frequent shaver. Does that in any way relieve any of the pain? Or is that going to...
No, that would be the same as like if you're a trimmer or something, because when you're waxing, when you're waxing, you're pulling the root out, so a new hair grows. And when it's a new hair, the tip of it is vellus, so it's more it's finer. And when you're shaving or just trimming or leaving it there, then the hair is thicker. Yeah, that's why it's like stubbly when you shave. It's the thick middle part of the hair that grows out. So that's why it tends to hurt more the first time, because all the hairs are there and they're thick.
So what are some of the things that you can do to prep yourself for a Mancillion?
All right, so the hairs have to be a certain length. They have to be at least a quarter inch long. If they're too long, usually the waxer will trim, because if you try to trim them, you can trim it too short, and then the wax won't grasp to the hair. And then there's also some factors that can lower your pain tolerance, so you want to make sure you you want the best pain tolerance.
Smothered
for the first
Novocaine
time.
All over yourself.
Yeah, you can also do that. Natural factors would be getting a good night's rest the night before, being hydrated, not drinking caffeine the day of, not being hungover.
Yes. Yeah. I'm one for five so far.
Now, we're about to embark on this journey of Manzillionness, Iraq. Do you have any questions for Anik before we go in through that door?
How is it we are embarking on this?
Well, I'm coming in there.
Okay. Any questions?
I'm going beyond friendship.
Any questions? I mean, I guess there was one. I have a mole. Okay. Between my, I guess on my, what's the proper term there? Scrotum area. Yeah, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
And it protrudes a little bit, probably like a quarter inch or so. Yeah. And what is that? Like, when you're waxing, is that a bad thing to be waxing over top of these things? Is it...
Yeah, I'll be waxing around it, and then... So I'll wax super close to it around it, and then if there's, like, a hair, like...
On top,
I can tweeze. Cool. Yeah.
That was it.
Is there... you don't want to pull on that? You don't want to aggravate the moles? Is that...
Some of them are pretty delicate, and even some skin tags, like, they can be completely, like, ripped off. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you can tear them. So you just want to go around.
Now, it might be an experience to get it torn off. I mean, I've always wanted to, because it's just been one of those things. I'm like, you know, I should just try to rip it off, but that would hurt. But maybe if I get somebody else to do it.
Yeah, because then you don't have to pay $80 to your dermatologist.
Exactly.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're here at Coalition Skin, coalitionskin.com, with Anik, and we are about to embark on this journey with Iraq. We're going to go through this magical door, Iraq, and we'll get Iraq a Manzillion, and we'll try to do some play-by-play while we're in there.
Hold my hand, Teddy!
When I talk to you next, we'll be inside the room.
We'll be tearing.
That's a conclusion of part one of Iraq's Manzillion. Now, part two is coming
that
up just after
exciting upcoming
events. Part two is when the Manzillion action really starts.
I can't wait.
That was just the lead up to the action.
There's a lot of tension in the room right now. There's I don't know what's going to come. Like, I'm surprised as all of you.
It's going to be a good time. We also have Erock's summer song coming up later. He brought his guitar. We're going to sing. Well, I don't know if we are. Maybe I will. I usually do.
Backup.
Yeah, I'll do some backup. We're also going to do some upcoming events where we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Fight Club tonight. Not tonight. Friday at midnight at the Rio Theater. So all that and more. But first, we have to pay some bills here at CITR, and we'll be back.
I wonder if the host of Fight Club is going to get everybody to fight for the prizes.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Now it's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin.
Artificial amateurs, aren't it all amazing? Analytically, I assault, animate things. Broken barriers, bounded by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken, basically I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, canceling cats, got the canopies collapsing. Detonate a dime a tank, daily doing dope. Demonstrations, Don Dada on the down low. Eating other editors with each and every energetic, epileptic episode, elevated etiquette. Furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries of funk, felt, feeding the fanatics. Gift got great, global goods gone glorious. Getting godly in this game with the glorious. Hit 'em high, hella hype, historic. Oh, hey, Holocaust hymns, hear 'em holler at your homeboy. Imitators idolize, I intimidate. In an instant, I'll rise in an irate state. Juiced on my jams like Jerry Curls, jocking joints. Justly, it's just me writing my journals. Kindly, I'm kindling all kinds of King Kong. Karate kick type Ritz in my kingdom. Let me live along like lyrically. Lessons is learned, lame louses just lose to my leverage. My mind makes marvelous moves, masses. Marvel and move, many mock what I've mastered. Niggas nap knowing I'm nice naturally. Knack never lack, make noise nationally. Operation opposition off, not optional. Out of sight, out of mind, widening opticals. Perfected poems, powerful punchlines. Pummeling, petty powder puffs in my primes. White quaint clothes, keep quiet as quantum. Quarrelers ain't got a quarter of what we got. Really raw raps, rising up rapidly. Riding the rushing radio activity. Super scientific, sound search sought. Sonicing, stupefied saps that are soft. Tails 10 times, talented, too tough. Take that, challengers, get a tune up. Universal, unique, untouched, unadulterated, the raw, uncut, verb vice, lord, victorious, valid, violate vibes that are vain, make them vanish, while I'm all well, what a wise wordsmith, just weaving up words, weeded up on my work shift, Xerox, my X-radiation grows, extra large, X-height letters, xylophone tones, yellow back, yak mouth, young ones, yawns, yesterday's lawn yard, cell, I yawn, zigzag zombie, zoom into the zenith, zero wins and thoughts over zealous rhymes, Z-lots.
Good. Can you say it faster?
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Oh man, summer's almost here. I gotta get back into shape. How? I know, I'll use this treadmill that I've never used before. That sounds like a good idea. I need to turn it on though. Oh, yeah, that looks like I got it. Alright, now what? So just jump on it. That sounds easy enough. I don't know, kinda looks like it's going pretty fast though. Now that'd be stupid if they made it go fast right off the start, though, right? I could just jump on everything. Okay, just ready and go! Ow, my leg! Maybe I should do something else. But what?
This is upcoming events with Teddy Smooth!
We're gonna start off this week with Thursday. We talked about it with Lindy DeCarlo earlier. Her workshop, Style Me Vintage. Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, 3475 Main Street. Email stylemevintagevancouver@gmail.com. stylemevintagevancouver@gmail.com to secure a spot. Learn all about 40s and 50s hairdos and more. Ooh, and more. Moving over to Friday, it's DJ Dr. J and Vinyl Richie at the Friday Night Fever, the Funk Studios at Beaumont Studios. If you went to any of the old ones at the Bunker that was downtown on Robson, the Funk Nights, they're kind of back, but at a new location at Beaumont Studios. Mad Love always puts together a great crew of DJs, and it's a super fun night. So go check it out. That is Dr. J and Vinyl Richie, Friday Night Fever Funk at Beaumont Studios. Beaumont Studios, 316 West 5th Avenue. Gets underway at 9:30 p.m. If you're more into the movies, you can check out Fight Club at the Rio Theater. We also have some tickets to give away. 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR. You have yourself a pair of tickets to Fight Club this Friday at the Rio Theater at midnight. Dress up. That would be fun. Maybe the host will get you to fight each other. That would also be fun. Moving over to Saturday at the Prop House Cafe, 1636 Venable Street. It is Bantering Braziers. Do you love burlesque? Do you love comedy? Do you love improv? Have you ever wanted to be in control of someone else?
Yeah.
Well, here's your chance. Woo-hoo! While drinking a cocktail. It is Bantering Braziers this Saturday, May 28th at the Prop House Cafe. Three parts burlesque, two parts comedy, and a splash of improv. See, I just did improv there as a gay man. See what I did there? Prop House Cafe, 1636 Venable Street, Bantering Braziers this Saturday night. And finishing off upcoming events, it's Kitty Nights. And every Sunday night at the Biltmore, it's Kitty Nights. This week we celebrate International Pickle Week. Yes, it is International Pickle Week. And we celebrate with April O'Peel, who's it's her birthday as well. Lola Frost, Burgundy Bricks, a couple people I don't know, some newbies. Go-Go by Jenny Magenta, Cucumber Comedy by The Professor, and Pickled Tunes by DJ Teddy Smooth. That's me. If you want to reserve tables, we do that at Kitty Nights now. You can get a VIP high-top table. You can go to kittynights.com/reservations, and there you are. That is Kitty Nights Sunday night and every Sunday night at the Biltmore. That is upcoming events for this week. Welcome back to our health, fitness and fashion show, a.k.a. The Sexy Show.
Yeah.
Just before the upcoming events and the break, we went through part one of E-Rock's Manzillion, care of CoalitionSkin.com.
It's just getting exciting.
We're about to enter the room where all the action takes place.
Bom, bom, bom. The room.
The room.
Tonight on Cabba Radio, two guys go into a room and get his balls waxed.
If you're excited about hearing E-Rock scream, then make sure you listen in for the next few minutes.
See, I don't even know what you've got on here.
Love it.
The mole.
I'm so excited.
So after we come back, we are going to get to E-Rock's summer song, and we're going to wrap this up. But for now, here is part two, part duh, and the final installment of E-Rock's Manzillion, courtesy of CoalitionSkin.com. Here we are back on Cab Radio's health and fitness show, CITR 101.9 FM. Now, we were talking with Anik of Coalition Skin just outside the magic room where the Brazilians and Manzillions happen. Now, E-Rock is here. He is lying down. He's got a t-shirt on and a towel covering his junk. He has a slight look of nervousness in his eyes.
Don't forget about my socks.
He also has his nice gray-ish blue socks still on. One rolled down a little bit and one all the way pulled up. It's quite the look. It does match his shirt.
LL Cool J.
Someone's phone is ringing. Okay, that's part of the interview. All right, Anik, we are in the main room here. So you asked E-Rock to undress and then wipe his area.
Yeah.
And that's for just cleanliness and
freshen up the areas.
Freshen up. I had a hard audition just back a couple minutes ago. I worked up quite a sweat down there.
And now what's the first step? What are we going to be doing first with E-Rock?
Okay, so we're going to be getting him. Are we going to do it simultaneously? Or should I just describe?
Yeah, you can.
Who knows? Are we starting?
Let's start.
Start. Just right, so kind of talk us through it a little bit.
I'll grab... Give me this hand. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so you're going to be holding your junk one side while I work on this side.
Okay.
And vice versa, right? So we're going to
The official term is junk. Junk.
We're going to get this leg out like this in a four shape.
So... Perfect. He's getting one leg out in sort of a, what's that position?
Like in a four.
A four position.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And we have an exposed area. Is that baby powder?
It sure is.
We have some baby powder being applied to the area.
How I've got my hand right now and where she's putting it, I heard is the worst part of the waxing. Is this true?
What?
Is this the worst part of the waxing here?
Which part?
The part that you're about to fucking pull off. Hey,
there we are. First strip taken off.
That actually wasn't too bad.
Now we're working on... What are the strips made out of?
Cotton.
Cotton strips? Cotton.
Does that make sense?
It could be.
That part. They're like cloth.
Cloth strips. And what are the two... You have a whitish yellow lotion, and now you're applying a pink lotion. What's the whitish lotion?
So I have two kinds of wax. I have... strip wax, which is the common type of wax you'll see in most places in North America, and then I have a hard wax, which is this pink one, and not many people work with it here because it's I don't know, it's more expensive and some people say it's longer to work or takes longer to work with it, but once you're used to it, it's totally the same amount of time, and it hurts less, so it's good for...
That's crazy.
You don't even use paper with the...
Right,
it's so its own. It's its own pulley thing.
Yeah, you apply it.
How's it looking?
The wax hardens. It looks great. The wax hardens, and then you just rip the wax off. So this type of wax doesn't adhere to skin, just to the hair. So it's really good for Brazilians and Manzilians.
Now, do you switch it up for a reason?
I switch it up because there's certain areas that I use...
Teddy, that face that you just looked at.
You're like, what are
you doing? I saw some pink stuff go on one of E-Rock's left balls.
My testicular...
One of his left balls.
One of my left
balls. Oh, right. His only left ball.
I love all three of my left balls. They're really great.
Yeah.
Good. So, E-Rock, we're a couple strips in. How does it feel so far?
Oh!
Perfect answer.
That sounded like a lie. Sound pretty good.
I like that she's doing it when I'm not expecting it, though. Oh, God, I can feel it on the ball! Oh, yeah, baby! Teddy! You're gonna have to give me your hand soon.
How did he sign you up?
Aren't you glad that you got involved in...
How do I get into these situations? What would you call this?
Call it a situation.
This predicament. One question I wanted to touch on, especially in the sort of guy territory. Do you ever come across any sort of inappropriateness with guys in this while doing this?
No. Like, a lot of, like, all the salons I've worked in have been nice.
That actually didn't hurt at all.
No, okay.
It looks like it did.
Nice.
I was expecting it to hurt.
Nice places, so there weren't any, like, you know, dirt bags asking inappropriate things, but it's not uncommon for someone to get hard during the process, but like, as we have this towel, like, it's
right,
you know, you don't always notice, but if you do, it's just, you just tell the client, like, you know, that's totally not uncommon, so just relax, don't worry about it.
I was thinking about that earlier, if it was to happen or what, it would be a weird thing, or
but if they
didn't come all the way off for
inappropriate stuff, I would just be like, get out. all right, so we're going to switch directions here. So we're going to get your junk moving up while I work
up,
right here.
Oh, good Lord. getting to the juicy part.
Like this.
E-Rock is holding his junk up near his belly button. And,
you see my mole down there?
I'm not looking that
other
closely.
Other side, yeah. Near the right one.
Oh, you got a mole. Oh, yeah.
Skin tag. Is that a skin tag?
That looks like a skin tag, not a mole.
Skin tag, yeah.
Yeah.
So that can definitely be ripped off.
E-Rock now has his ball sack pulled up and over, and we're working on the bottom of the ball sack. We have some pink hard wax being applied.
Not the first time. Oh, I got Teddy. She's taking three swipes at this one. No. Yeah, definitely that part is the most painful part, I'm finding.
The pubic bone?
Yeah.
Even more than the sac?
Yeah, the sac didn't hurt at all.
No.
I was surprised. I play with my sac a lot, though.
See, I mean, used to the tugging.
Oh, that one felt good.
And there's a lot, like...
By that, I mean it didn't.
Generally, there's more hair, like, thicker and more of them at the top, so that's why it hurts more.
Teddy? Is this worse than when the baby came out?
No. No.
Hi-yo.
I didn't warn you on that.
E-Rock now has legs in sort of a triangle position.
I like to call it the frog.
The balls are still pulled up, and we're going into deep territory.
Now, does it help when you're ripping for me to pull my balls tight?
Well, you're already doing that because for you to, you know, the whole
just
concept
of,
yeah, me having you hold your junk. But when I do Brazilians on females, I just hold everything and they just relax. So the Mandalorian's a bit trickier because there's more stuff.
Right. More things more below. Holy moly, that one felt good.
What are the advantages to doing this over, say, like shaving or nairing or any of those other options that people use?
A lot of people like it because it's the smoothest thing ever when you get it done, and then you don't have to do anything to it, so when it grows back the hair isn't stubbly, so you don't mind it as much. So they come every month, and
how long does it take for the hairs to actually start to grow back?
Generally about 10 to 14 days, so there's like a good 10 days for sure of nice baldness, and then some nice sparse hairs will start to grow. Yeah, little vellus ones.
In the last, say, 10 years, have you found there's been an increase to getting Brazilians or just the general practice of waxing being done?
Yeah, I would totally say it's an increase in popularity. People are seeing that they don't have to shave. A lot of people are okay with shaving because they have such thin hair and sparse hair that they don't care every morning. They just shave and it's no problem, but... Most people get irritation from shaving, and it just gets annoying, and they get fed up. And then when they try this, they're like, oh my God, I'm set for life. So it's definitely getting a lot more popular. And then with the trends, I guess, of being nice and bald and smooth, that's increasing the demand.
Do you find for men that it's more gay men than straight men getting
done?
No.
It all depends on, like, what...
Profession
market
area.
Depending on the different places I've worked, what the target market was at that location. Like, if there are a lot of gay men, then sure, it'll be more gay people, but for me it's always been more straight dudes getting it done, and it totally ranges. In one time when I worked in Australia, I had this like father of two young children, I had people my age, and I used to do like the girlfriend and the boyfriend, like, do all their waxing, and then I had this, like, 60-year-old biker dude with, like, a huge white beard and all these tattoos, and, like, just, like, it was just such the range of people I couldn't even label, like, the type of person that would get it done, so. And most people, I would ask them, so, like, what brought you to start getting waxed down there, and they're like, oh, well, I had a girlfriend that really wanted me to do it, so I tried it, and then I loved it.
So you do it yourself then?
Yes, I do. I do my own.
You do your own too?
Yeah.
How do you find doing your own? Like,
it's pretty fun.
I guess you have more control and oh my God, Teddy!
Is there any sort of after recommendations for stuff?
Yes. Some people are more prone to ingrown hairs than others, so there's stuff that you can purchase.
That
will prevent them.
Does it just like open your pores up more?
Yeah, because the main thing with ingrowns is that, so now that if you're waxing, the hairs that are going to be growing back are thinner, so they're not as strong, so they can't always, you know, push through if there's a layer of dead skin cells blocking them, so then they'll coil and they'll grow in. And then with bacteria and other things accumulated in the follicle, that'll turn into like what looks like a zit, kind of, so that's just an ingrown hair. So you want to exfoliate the dead skin cells off to let that hair grow out. Also, if your skin's really dry,
The follicles will be kind of tighter and smaller, so then same thing will happen. The hair won't come out as easily, so you want to keep it moisturized and exfoliated. Yeah, so the things that you can buy have ingredients in them like lavender and chamomile because they're antibacterial but also soothing. And stuff like that.
Do you want to go for a beer and some steak after, Ted?
Steak.
Oh, wait.
I wish I could, but as part of the health and fitness show, I'm actually doing a cleanse right now. The Master Cleanse.
The Master Cleanse.
So all I am drinking right now is lemon juice with water, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup. Well, we've reached the end of the Manzillion with E-Rock and Anik. E-Rock, you have your pants back on.
Pants are on.
The underwear back on.
Underwear.
How does it feel in the underwear region?
It's feeling quite nice, actually. It's very, very smooth. When you, like, kind of rub yourself together. If you can't see this out there, but these guys in the studio can. And you're, I look somewhat retarded.
You said that you shave sometime. How does it feel different from when you shave?
Yeah, usually when I would shave, I have to say I don't shave completely bald now because I tend to get irritated a little bit. But when I do, it tends to, you know, be itchy a little bit right after maybe, or, you know, like you missed a spa, or there's just like just a little, yeah, sometimes it just doesn't feel great right after. Whereas right now, it feels great. It feels a little warm, but that's just because I had hot wax down there. And yeah, I don't know. It wasn't nearly as painful as a lot of people made it up.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. How is it comparative to what everyone said to you beforehand and how it was going to be?
It was not nearly as bad as people had said it out to be. I think I do have a bit of a pain threshold. It's weird. I really enjoy going to the dentist and having them poke around in my gums. It's a pain that I like. So this sort of thing, I wouldn't say it was a pain that I liked, but it wasn't too painful. There was a couple of spots that were a little more so than others, but for the majority of it, it went very smoothly.
Sweet. would you get it done again?
I think I might. I think I'm going to have to wait a few days and kind of see what happens and see if my skin gets irritated by it or what, because I do have somewhat sensitive skin. So I guess I'll find out in the next probably 5 days or so as to whether or not I'll do it again. So, but as of right now and as of bending down and looking at my ace in the mirror there, it looks pretty nice.
Well, as we will see as this episode will air later on down the road. We'll have a live, perhaps, question of that, of how E-Rock feels, because this show will air in a couple weeks. Anik, how was E-Rock as a client?
A waxy. He was good. He, like I was saying at the beginning, males tend to have a lower pain threshold, but he was awesome.
If you would like to get a Manzillion or a Brazilian or any other sort of zillion service, go to coalitionskin.com and you have all your services on there.
Yeah, there's all the services and prices listed, and then in the contact us section, there's email and phone numbers.
Tay, maybe I can quickly ask you.
Yes.
How was the experience for you being in here with us and watching it being done to somebody? Did it look painful to you? How did you feel as you saw those big pieces of paper being ripped and chunks of hair coming out?
Some of it looked like it would be incredibly painful. Some of it not so bad. But actually, the areas that you described as the most painful, I would think those wouldn't be as painful. Mm. And some of the areas that you described as not being that painful,
yeah,
I thought would be super painful. Sure. So,
I was
or like the bum. You know, I mean, I guess there's so much action back there.
What do you mean? What do you mean, action?
But I mean, that was a lot more of you than I ever hoped to see. But for For the listener at home and for CITR and Cab Radio's fame, it's something that I was willing to do.
Good buddies have to see each other's junk at least once in their life.
And see. Thanks so much. Coalitionskin.com. Go check it out. Get your zillion on.
Don't worry. I sound stupid on the radio every night.
Back here live in studio.
Wow.
That was our two-part series of E-Rock's Manzillion.
That was exciting. Exciting stuff there.
Lots of yells.
Little shrieks here and there.
So as we mentioned at the end of part two, we were going to ask you, it's been a couple weeks now, three, almost a month, I guess. How does it feel, and what's it like down there?
Well, down there now, it's, you know, it's growing back. It's not growing back. I've recently been talking to Lydia DiCarlo, our guest earlier in studio, and she was saying that there's, you know, three stages to growth hair. So as of right now, it seems to me like I have, you know, half as much as I did before, but I'm told that there's going to be some more coming in the weeks to come here. So, but, you know, it was great. I was smooth for 2 weeks. Still didn't get somebody to lick my asshole, but I was hoping that would have happened. And maybe next time.
Well, you never asked.
I know. I thought you already saw my balls. You already saw it all. I know. You wouldn't have wanted to dredge into those territories after seeing it. I was hoping to get somebody in the dark to do it.
But at least now you know it's a skin tag, not a mole down there.
Ah, yes.
It's always good to discover those things.
Ladies, it's just a skin tag.
Because when you're just reaching back...
Is the mole better to say?
You're just reaching back there all the time and feeling this weird bump. You're like, what is it? What is it?
Yeah, don't...
And then finally, you get a manzillion thanks to Cab Radio, and you get to find out it's just a skin tag. Dr. Schultz, skin tag, here you come.
Don't worry, it's only like 2 inches long, ladies, so...
Gross. That's so
gross. I can't swear, it's not!
If you want to check out that interview again, or actually if you're listening to the podcast and you didn't hear about our winner from Fight Club, you can do that by contacting us at cabaradio@gmail.com. You can also go on to CITR.ca to hear this very podcast all over again.
It actually looks like I have two penises.
I feel bad for your penis. Be back with E-Rock's summer song and some more workout songs.
Shocker!
Right after this. I love when it doesn't play.
One in the pink, one in the stink.
I love when it doesn't play.
Don't worry, I can keep going.
There we go.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the Sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at CITR.ca.
Back here live in studio, CITR 101.9 FM, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy, E-Rock right over there. Hey, next week, it's our annual In the House preview, so we're going to have some live entertainment in studio. That's exciting. In the House is coming back, I believe, for its sixth year. In the House is a celebration that happens mostly in East Vancouver, where people give artists their houses for the night, and shows get put on inside living rooms and all that kind of stuff. So come back, check that out next Tuesday night at 11. The week after that... Oh, I just remembered something. We may not have her because she might be in France, but I'm supposed to have booked Watermelon for another Music from the Bakery. That's in 2 weeks. For now, we're going to get to E-Rock's summer song, because summer is coming. It's not quite here, but...
It's coming.
It's trying. It's trying.
We're all trying to get...
Got a couple... Couple sunny days.
Summer, summertime.
But now it's back to the cloudiness. We just need some sun and some summer singing.
The cat came back the very next day. The cat came... Just kidding. That was my warm-up.
Okay.
Hey!
Remember, you want to lean back. when you do that.
Oh,
is this doesn't thing sound on? Doesn't sound great. Yeah.
Is this thing on?
It's a microphone.
Can I steal your microphone?
No.
Okay, it'll sound fine like this, won't it?
Okay, here you go.
No, because you might need to background sing.
That is correct. We are one mic short here tonight. One of our mics is working, and no one has put it on the sheet. So we're gonna have to be the first
sheet.
Yeah, that is. Here it is, E-Rock's Summer Song, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. In the summer. Is that the right kind of backing you wanted?
Yeah.
In the summer.
Yeah. In the summer.
Bikini weather in the summer. I love the summer.
Summertime in the city. The blues are almost gone. Happy people walking. Not just a hum to their own song. Flowers blooming oh so bright. Help to light up my life. The air so fresh and clean. I hope summertime will never leave. Cruising in the convertible with the drop top down so the hair can blow. People waving as I wave hello, playing sounds of cabaret radio. The sun beats on my face, squint my eye with an eyebrow raised. Can't get much sweeter than this. Summertime is the season to bliss.
In the summer. In the summertime.
Summertime and I'm feeling so fine. Got my flippy floppies on and the beach on my mind. Summertime, it's the summertime. Summertime and I'm feeling so fine. Got my flippy floppies on and the beach on my mind. No, oh, it's summer, summertime.
Got my flippy floppies on.
Got sand all through my house, boarding at Banks, backdrop of grouse. Sun-kissed skin, oh so tan, looking like I'm from a far-off land. Burgers on the barbecue, a little bit of fish for vegetarians too. Crack a cold one, cheers to all, here's to hoping for a late, 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 late fall.
In the summer.
Summertime and I'm feeling so fine. Got my flippy floppies on and the beach on my mind. Oh, it's summertime.
Summertime. Flippy floppies.
Summertime and I'm feeling so fine. Got my flippy floppies on and the beach on my mind.
Flippy floppies.
It's summer, summer, summertime. Oh, whoa. I didn't practice that last part, so it didn't work out quite how I wanted to. Summer wee!
Flippy floppy.
Flippy 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 floppy. Summertime and I'm feeling so fine. Got the flippy floppies on and the beach on my mind. It's summer, summertime. I can't sing anymore because I went to Vegas.
Back here. Well, don't you want to give it an ending? Like, da-da-da-da-da?
Wrong note.
There we go. E-Rock summertime song. I'm sure we'll bring it back when the official summer comes around. Right here on Cap Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. Hey, that's it for us tonight. I want to thank Lydia DiCarlo. She's been hanging out the whole time. She's still in studio here. She's got her Style Me Vintage workshop at Slickety Jim's
Chat
and Chew. Are we
finishing on time tonight?
Well, we're going to play a few more songs. Yeah.
Okay, good.
But 3475 Main Street this Thursday night if you want to learn how to put on some eyelashes, get some tricks and some tips from the 40s and 50s. Also want to thank CoalitionSkin.com, Coalition Skin, Anique Landry, for E-Rock's Manzillion in that interview. It enlightened us all. I got to see so much of E-Rock that I didn't necessarily want
to
see, but
you wanted to.
It was an experience.
And I haven't seen your balls yet.
You haven't? I haven't brought them out at a party?
Well, probably.
I thought I brought them out at like some party.
Yeah.
Back in the wild days.
I'm just kidding. I see your balls all the time in the no pants chair.
That is correct. Every once in a while.
Radio magic.
Every once in a while, a nice ball will poke out of my junk. My tidy whities.
Yeah, I love it when just
because during ball our pokes when out. During our first year anniversary party here on Cap Radio, we had a no pants party, and there were some random ball sightings that night.
There was
very very true.
You can't have no balls and sight no pants time comes around. I'm having trouble talking now.
It just
about balls.
They poke out every once in a while. They do
that's
that.
That's weird.
Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, we still have those tickets for Fight Club. Give us an email, cabaretradio@gmail.com. Say you want the Fight Club tickets, and they are yours this Friday at midnight at the Rio. Check out our podcast, CITR.ca, under shows, under letter C. Also, check us out in the iTunes store. Just search for CITR-CABRADIO. This has been our health, fitness, and fashion show, the AKA The Sexy Show. Come back next week when we have the In the House Festival here. Always fun with them. They always bring some different acts. We had a magician last year and a drummer. So
Magic on Radio.
Magic.
Go back.
Oh, listen. Yeah, the Magic on the Radio. That was awesome.
Jamie D. Grant. We had Dr. T.
How do you remember those names?
Hey, I really listen when
Dr.
I'm on
T.
this
Dr. T. was
show.
A different show, though. Good try.
But he was a magician.
He was, but that wasn't In the House.
No. But then I was talking about magicians
in
general.
You're throwing shows all around and confusing people.
Do you
want to
see magic from me?
No. Here's another song to get you in the mood to work out.
Now I'm here.
Summer's coming. We've got to look our sexiest. Oh, God. Quick, play the music, Teddy.
I'm back now.
Play the music, Teddy.
Now I'm here again.
Play it. So please impressive. Play. Please play. Why aren't you playing?
Now I'm gone again.
That's not cool. You're supposed to be playing.
Haha. See, you didn't see me.
It's not playing. We're gonna have to go.
Don't worry,
else.
I can do a lot of magic. I've got more tricks up my sleeve.
All right, we're going to go
no,
for...
No, I don't. I'm not wearing sleeves.
We're going to go for option two.
Why are you Dracula?
One of E-Rock's favorite musicians, Doug and the magician? Slugs.
Doug and the Slugs.
Good night, Cap Radio. Yeah.
Yeah, help me to stay. Stay right here on the ground, darling. You packed a pretty punch, darling. You packed a pretty punch, oh yeah. Making it work takes a little longer. Making it work takes a little time. Making it work takes a little longer. Making it work takes a little time. Making it work takes a little longer. Making it work takes a little time. Making it work takes a little longer. Making it work. What takes a little time?
Making it work.
Tuesday
Thursday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba